Radio audience, yes? Okay, we're up there. Today, we'd like to welcome you to Trinity United Methodist Church, and if you are blessed by this radio program, we would love to hear from you. Please feel free to call us at 523-3072, and if you would like to bless us with an offering, then we would ask that you would mail it to 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana, or go to our website and click on the button. Sunday, January 30th, Trinity's Family and Children's Director, Taylor, is offering a Bible journaling class at 1 p.m. here at the church. The cost is $5 per person for supplies. To register, please call our church office at 812-523-3072. And come and join us for an afternoon of fun and faith. Saturday, February 19th, Trinity United Methodist is again opening their doors for a free community meal, and you are more than welcome to come and join us for fun, faith, and fellowship. And we will begin delivering if you call us ahead of time, and we are able to know ahead of time how many meals that need to be delivered. Our scripture reading for today is Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. This morning's message is entitled The Fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is one of the most common sayings in Christianity, but I believe that it is not completely understood. Number one, bearing fruit. There is but one fruit with nine characteristics. To bear fruit, we must have life in the Holy Spirit. We cannot bear the fruit, the evidence of the Holy Spirit's life within us, unless we first have invited the Holy Spirit into our heart, and unless we have cultivated, unless we have pruned, unless we have prepared ourselves to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Christianity and its use of the word fruit, bearing fruit, represents the presence of the Holy Spirit in you and in your life. The declaration is, first of all, a revelation of a method of evidence of the Christian life being revealed to the world. A revelation of the method of evidence in Christian life being revealed to the world. In other words, who we are as Christians is revealed to our world through the fruit that we bear. The fruit of the Spirit being evidence further supports that bearing fruit is love, along with all of its other eight aspects. It is, in the second place, a revelation of the dynamic of Christianity in its use of the word Spirit. Finally, it is a revelation of the issue of Christianity in its use of the word love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. As a result of that love, that Spirit, and being Christ followers, we are called to exhibit the nine characteristics of the fruit: love, joy, peace. And this next one, depending on the version of the Bible that you're reading, could be called patience, long-suffering, or forbearance. For me personally, I prefer the latter, because forbearance says that we have patience, self-control, restraint, tolerance, moderation, and mercy, which is what Jesus Christ calls us to use with one another. Finally, the fruits in progression move up: kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things, there is no law. Today, we're going to gather our thoughts around three outstanding words: fruit, spirit, and love. The first indicating the method, and the second indicating and revealing the power, and the last declaring the issue. The fruit of the Spirit. The word fruit itself possesses life. There can be no fruit apart from life. There can be no life in the Spirit equaling no fruit. The word fruit indicates a need for cultivation, for planting and for pruning. Has anybody ever raised fruit trees? Any of you ever had fruit trees? They're a lot of work, but they're absolutely amazing. The apple is the most hardiest. It needs less work. Peach trees, they need to be sprayed. They need to be wrapped. The branches need to be pruned back, and everything grows better if you cut off the dead, what is no longer serving us, what is no longer effective. Cut that off and throw it away, and green shoots will come up again. I recently thought I'm going to buy myself some flowers, and I ended up buying a daffodil plant. Daffodils are my favorite flowers, and I thought, if I'm going to buy flowers, I'm going to buy the plant. Well, I cut things back as things began to wither. I have a whole new plant. All new bulbs, all new daffodil bulbs. When you raise fruit, you absolutely must cultivate it. It must be gardened, and it must be pruned back in order to yield a good amount of fruit. Fruit suggests life. The apostle writes, the word works suggest factory, toil. The word work suggests us putting forth effort. Fruit suggests a garden. The works of men, works are always an operation in the realm of death. They are forevermore, containing within themselves the elements of disintegration, breaking down, collapse, dying. Fruit is always in an operation in the realm of life, nourishment, substance, seed bearing, containing within itself the power of propagation, containing within itself the power to bear life. For when that fruit turns to seed and drops to the soil, it then again bears life. When we exhibit the fruits in our life, when we exhibit self-control, others watch that and they wonder, how can you do that? And they too turn to Jesus and ask for help to have the fruits of the Spirit. When people see us being kind and gentle to others, especially in cases where most of the world wouldn't, they wonder, what makes them so different? And we get the opportunity to bear fruit, to bear witness to Jesus Christ and His works in and upon and through our lives. We are called to bear fruit. We were called to bear fruit at the Last Supper as we read the 15th chapter of John. Jesus instructs His disciples, I am the vine and you are the branches. He was telling us that the purpose of our abiding in Him is that we may bear fruit for God in the world. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. John 15:8. Just as the vine bears fruit only through its branches, so Jesus has chosen to work in the world through us. We are indeed the members of his body. We are indeed the branches connected to the vine, connected to the source of nourishment. We are the branches through which the true vine must bear fruit. We bear fruit when we serve and support God and the church. How do we abide in Jesus? We abide in Jesus Christ when we follow his example and when we love and serve and support the church, which is his body. When we abide in Christ, we express through generosity, through devotion, and especially in our financial stewardship and acts of personal generosity. Bearing fruit in the world is the visible result of us spending time alone with Jesus. When we go to Bible study, when we come to worship, when we take time to seek and search through the scriptures on our own, when we practice patience, when we practice kindness, gentleness, when we cling to him in need of faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, and great is his faithfulness. Look back over your lives. Look back over the hardest times in your lives, and you will see that he carried you through this. When we struggle, we are tempted to turn away from the very things that nourish us, the very things that have sustenance in our life. When we're struggling, we don't pray as much. When we're struggling, we tend to isolate and stay inside. We don't get out and get around the very people who need us the most and whom we need. You see, we have this erroneous mistake that somewhere in that Bible, God helps those who help themselves, and that is not what the Bible says. As a matter of fact, God wants us to first and foremost depend upon him. He created us to be interdependent. He didn't create us to be separate little units living on our own. He created us to function as his body, as his family. Have you ever looked at how the grapevines spread out over wherever they're at? They continue to spread out because they are connected to the original vine. It could be one short, small vine that comes up and makes a whole wall of branches with new vines on them, and those vines bear fruit. When we spend time in the church, in time in the Word, in time in prayer, when we practice those nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, we begin to bear fruit. When we begin pruning the things that no longer serve us, and some of those things aren't always bad, they just no longer serve our life at this time. When we begin to prune them off, sap throws through that vine, new life flows through us. New life in the Holy Spirit flows through us. And we become alive in the Spirit of God, and we begin bearing fruit. Are you connected to the true vine? As branches of the vine, we keep ourselves spiritually healthy by maintaining a connection with the true vine, which is Jesus Christ. We do this through prayer, fasting, worship, participation in the sacraments, good works, as well as by avoiding destructive behavior, divisiveness, and gossip. There is nothing that will kill fruit quicker than gossip and divisiveness. And every single one of us in here are guilty every single one of us at some point, at some time, have gossiped. Every single one of us, without even intending to at times, have caused divisiveness. And then we end up feeling empty, shattered. Something's not right. We don't know what's going on. That is a time that we come and we repent. Even if we don't know for sure what's going on, we ask the living Lord Jesus, search my heart. Reveal to me where my rebellion is. Reveal to me where my pride is. The team of us that's been doing multiplication have been praying Isaiah 58 and various parts of it. The first two verses are talking about, reveal to me, Lord, where my rebellion is. Reveal to me, Lord, where my pride is. Then we're called to pray that over the church. I'm not going to go into it right now, but I'm telling you, every time I prayed that, they asked us to read it in the morning, read it in the evening. We have further down the verses, but every single time I prayed, please God, reveal to me where my rebellion is. Reveal to me where my pride is, where my misgivings is. Reveal to me what stands in my way of best serving you and best serving my church. I felt kicked in the stomach. And he did indeed reveal things to me that I'm working on at this time. When you ask with the purest and truest intent of the heart for God to reveal to you where you're not bearing fruit, where there are things in your life that can poison that fruit, I guarantee you, our living Lord will speak to you. He provides what St. John of the Cross emphasized, Christ's continual presence with us. The true vine that is always connected to the branches, giving them life. Christ shows his tender, great love for us by remaining continually connected to us. There are many scriptures that bear reference to bearing fruit. 161 mention bearing, 338 mention fruit. Rather than reading or citing all of the scriptures, I thought that I would offer a few synonyms. Okay, can't talk today. Proverbs 12:12, the wicked man desires the booty of the evil, but the root of righteousness yields fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its root by a stream, and he will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be an anxious year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. Matthew 13:23. And the one to whom seed was sown on good soil, this is the man who hears the word of God and is able to understand it, who indeed bears fruit and who brings forth some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. What brings forth good fruit? Matthew 17:20 tells us, so every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Luke 6:43-45. There is no good tree which produces bad fruit. On the other hand, a bad tree which produces good fruit is not seen. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Men do not gather figs from thorns. They do not pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good. And the evil man out of the evil that springs to life within him brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from what is in his heart. Have you ever noticed that, beloved? If you're wrestling with anger, pride, rebellion, discontent, if you're wrestling with bitterness, you don't plan to say the things that give away what you're wrestling with, but you do indeed end up giving away the things that you're wrestling with. We have to take care of the root. We can't tell ourselves, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that in front of this one or that one. I'm not going to talk about it in front of people, period. Because it will indeed come out. And sadly, it'll come out multiplied. It'll come out sideways. It'll come out bearing even more bad fruit and more damage. Unless we go before the Father and ask Him, reveal to me the roots that are within my heart, within my mind, and within my spirit. Help me to dispel them so that I might bear good fruit, evidence of your Holy Spirit in my life. Our spiritual fruit will include our personal character qualities such as love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Spiritual fruit is produced in and through our lives as we abide deeply in Jesus, which includes getting together in community to study His Word. There is only one command that we humans have not failed to do. In Genesis, it tells us what? Be fruitful and multiply. For the most part, we've accomplished that one really well. It's all the other commands that we struggle with. This earth is overpopulated now. We did indeed fulfill that command pretty well. Jesus gave a similar commission when he said, I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. John 15:16. Just before his ascension, Jesus commanded his followers, go out into the world, preach the truth, baptize people. We are called and commanded that we must bear fruit. And then that good fruit remains in others, and they begin to bear fruit. So how can you work with God in His garden? Jesus said, abide in me. First, we must have the right seed. Jesus is the seed of salvation. You must receive Him and be vitally connected to Him. Be nourished by remaining in the body of Christ. And then evidence of having borne that is service work. It's how we treat one another. It's our level of generosity. It is doing the right thing when nobody is looking. John 15:7. If you abide in me, that would be worship, beloved. My words abide in you. That would be Bible study or involvement in a small group. And whatever you will. That obviously, beloved, is prayer. It shall be done. That could be personal obedience, John 15:10. Having good soil includes getting the rocks and the weeds out of your garden, preparing that soil. As you try to bear this good fruit, you have to dispense of all that is keeping that fruit from growing well. Jesus says the vine dresser takes away or prunes the unfruitful branches to increase its fruitfulness. Many plants produce too many leaves and bear no fruit. This to compare a Christian who gets too busy, even a good church-going Christian, even a good Jesus-loving Christian who gets too busy to pray, who gets too busy to go to Bible study, who gets too busy to spend time with those who needs them, who gets too aggravated to show patience and forbearance with those that they love. Gardens need to be protected. In literal gardens, there are enemies like rabbits and deer and insects. This could be compared with outside attacks of the enemy. Our divine vine dresser will defend us as you think about bearing fruit. Remember to put on the armor of God and ask for His protection. Sunshine and rain involve God's gracious response to our prayers. The nutrients from the soil could be compared to the food of His Word. Fertilizer could be our kind deeds and our prayers for others. So how is your spiritual garden, beloved? Is it fruitful for God? Are you abiding in Christ and in His Word? Are you using His full power? If not, I invite you to study the fruit of the Spirit, and you can have a bumper crop. Amen.